Morning Mess, back with another staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Michaela?
Morning.
Hey.
Hey, love. We heard there's a little situation in your relationship with Clayton, is it?
Yes.
So what's going on? Break it down.
I mean, obviously, I think he's cheating on me. That's why the whole purpose of the call, right? Mm-hmm. So we've been going out for like a year, and we first started dating. He did tell me that he has like some trust issues, which, you know, I can understand he was cheated on or whatever. So we just wanted to keep everything in the open. I know this is going to sound crazy, but we like gave each other our phone passwords and like free access to Snoop. Like, I have nothing to hide. If you need to go on my phone to I know it sounds like crazy to some people, but it's just like transparency, you know? So
good for you if it works.
But I did find one day when I was just scrolling through there, there was a text message and it said, "Hey, this is Amanda from POF." And POF is Plenty of Fish, the dating website.
Ooh.
And so after I saw that, I went into his email and was looking in there to see if he had ever signed up for it. And there was a bunch of deleted emails from the Plenty of Fish site. So, you know, I, of course, confronted him. He says he doesn't remember ever getting that text. And in fairness, he never responded to it. But it's just like, I don't know. There's a couple things coming together here, and it's just not making sense.
It definitely doesn't.
Well, the whole deleting thing is the weird thing. Like, he was trying to clean up his fish. You feel me?
I can understand deleting, like, spam emails if you're getting them, but she doesn't just get his phone number out of nowhere. I mean, how long ago was that text message from? Was it, like, a week ago?
It was, like, 3 months, but still, we were, like, dating for 9 months at that time. Like, that's still not okay.
Now, Michaela, I am not very familiar with Plenty of Fish. Are you sure POF is Plenty of Fish? It could have been pizza, onions, fries, like a club. You know, I don't know.
What?
I know it sounds silly, but it could be an acronym for something completely different, like Parents on Fire.
Oh, my God. That, at that point, call 911 if your parents are on fire.
Oh, my gosh. Girl, I'm so sorry. We don't mean to laugh. We're just trying to explore every option because with the staycation setup, which if you're okay with this and we'll do it with you, it's kind of like a point in your relationship that you can't go back from. We're going to call up your man, offer him the free romantic weekend stay. We're going to see who he brings when I present to him that he's won the free romantic weekend. And we're going to get him to get a guest on there as well. He should be saying that you're going, but if he says anybody else's name, then you know that something's happening in the relationship.
Yeah, that's gonna tell everything.
Did you meet him on Plenty of Fish?
We met on a different dating website.
Okay, so he's even cheating on the dating app.
Oh,
Jesus.
My God.
You gotta stick with one, right?
Hopefully not.
All right, well, Miss Michaela, we need his number. We're gonna call him up next. Hopefully he does say your name and all is good and you owe him an apology.
I hope so.
Okay, well, let's hope for that. Are you taking a bath right now? Hello? Did you hear that?
Somebody just squirted something.
Well, hopefully they squirted on those parents that were on fire, huh, Carla? Hey, the Morning Mess, we're back with a staycation set up. We spoke to Michaela, who feels that her man is cheating on her. You know, she was going through his phone. They have an open relationship, and she noticed that a text message came from a girl named Amanda, and she put it was Amanda from POF. And she explained that could be Plenty of Fish, the dating app, or per Carla, could be My Parents Are on Fire. You know, we don't know what POF could stand for.
Parents over friends.
Yes.
You know.
What?
Parents over.
Just keep on trying, baby.
It's
keep on trying. Pizza over fries. It doesn't.
Oh, there it is.
It's pizza over. Maybe he was ordering something. So, Michaela, you there?
Yeah.
We're trying to see if that could mean anything else, but you definitely think POF is Plenty of Fish site because you've been dating him for a year and you guys met at another dating site.
Yeah, I mean, we can't even think of one other thing that it stands for. Definitely Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish,
no,
yeah.
It is. Like, I was on that website for a while.
But the thing is you went through his phone and you went through his emails and you noticed he was deleting emails from POF. Like, he was trying to clean up his mess.
Yeah, I mean, why else would you do that?
The deleting of the emails is one thing. The text message that came along with it, that's what makes the email deletion look bad to me. But you try talking to your man about this, it didn't go anywhere.
Right, and he just denied it. He just says he doesn't even remember getting the text.
Hmm. Okay. Well, let's do the staycation setup, Michaela. We're going to call Clayton up. We're going to pretend that we are a hotel. Anish is going to pretend he's a front desk clerk, offering a free romantic hotel stay. And ask that one important question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
And hopefully he says your name, Michaela. If not, he has explaining to do, and we give you the show at that point, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Clayton?
Yes, this is Clayton.
Hi, Clayton. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, adding in a honeymoon package, and I was calling just to confirm some details, but also to congratulate you on being our winner.
I'm going to stop you right there, brother. I didn't sign up for any giveaways. I know this is a scam, and personally, I don't even know how you got my number, so I think we're pretty much done here.
Oh, my apologies about that, Clayton. I mean, I'm just working off of an online database right now. We are offering this to you as a limited-time deal. This is a free romantic weekend stay.
How much?
Well, it's free, actually. We were hoping to get a review of your experience on Google and Yelp in exchange for the stay. We wanted your help to build our presence online.
So no credit cards, no bullshit. This is real.
That is correct. I won't need credit card information unless you decide to get room service.
Okay, I'll bite.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that, Clayton. I have a few questions to get your reservations set up. With the free romantic weekend stay, you have the option to bring a guest, and they will be greeted with a personalized note. I wanted to ask if you'd like to put something on that note, or I can just do something for you. Just let me know how you'd like me to approach it.
Put down nothing but the best for you.
I have that down. My next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? Your guest's full name is needed for us to continue.
Let's go with Trisha.
Who the f*** is that, Clayton?
What? Hello?
Hey, Clayton, legally we have to let you know you're live on the radio right now with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Michaela?
Yep.
Yes, oh Michaela, you're getting caught. Who the f*** is Trisha? Start saying words.
Yeah, she's a friend. Jesus, she's a friend. What are you trying to put me through here?
God, I f***ing hate you. You know that? Do you take your friends to hotel rooms and f*** them?
Oh.
Or do they just text and email you all
first
the time?
Of all, she's a very good friend.
Is she a fish? Is she part of the Plenty of Fish?
She smell like one.
This is that you want to air out a dirty laundry? All right. Okay.
Okay, so let's do it.
This is not working.
Wait.
This is not working.
Oh, this isn't working? It's suddenly not working? You are such a pig. You know
what do you want? What do you want from me?
No, what she wants is a respectful answer from you. I mean, now that you're caught and you're in a corner, now you're deciding to tell her that this isn't working out. You could have said something before.
All right. I've been seeing Amanda. I've been seeing Danielle. You want to know why? Because it's not working. I tried to make it work, but it's not working.
And you're such a pathetic excuse for a man that instead of breaking up with somebody with words,
nobody could talk to you. You're like a psycho bitch. I can't even get a word in.
Sounds like you're getting something else in.
You don't.
Why didn't you just break it up with her in the first place? If you've been dating other people and said this hasn't been working, why didn't you just break up with Michaela?
I tried. There's nothing getting into her. She's sick in the head.
Too easy.
And personally, I don't know what happens.
You know, when you go to a restaurant and you don't like the meal, you don't eat the entire plate and then complain about it.
Well,
and then
that's what happens when you accuse me of everybody.
So it seems like both of you don't want to be with one another.
No, we're done.
Do you want any
questions
answered, Michaela, before we let him go?
Nope.
Like who was better or nothing like that?
That's all I need.
Counseling services are out of the question.
All right. Any last words to him, Michaela?
You.
My favorite Y word. Okay. All right. Well, Clayton, you still there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on.
He would never break it off too early.
Right. Speaking of breaking off, do you have someone to call that can break you off a little sum? You know, you have like a plan B, not a pill, like a man that you can just...
I don't need a man. I'm good.
Lesbian. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I get it.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.